Basically, I have to start doing Tay-Zonday style. I'll breathe away from the mic because I'm getting multiple comments and even DMs about the breathing.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
DMs, people are...
I breathe away from the mic.
I get away from the mic because I have
sleep
apnea.
I can't help it if I have a strong breathing style.
It's chi.
It's called chi, dude, and I just happen to have a little more of it that I need to release.
Do you know so what I want you to say to these people? Is I want you to say, hey, if you if you can't handle me when I'm breathing loudly, you don't deserve me when I'm speaking passionately.
Right. And I'll say, and to add to that, you're going to miss it when I stop breathing forever. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be wishing I could be breathing heavy under the mic when I die in the Great War in a couple of years.
Right.
The socialists and the fucking capitalists. And which side will I be on? Well, that depends on what my contracts are with my television work.
Right. Oh, can I tell you some news based on that?
Yeah.
Based on socialists? I think officially I'm done with isms.
Isms?
Good.
Racism, sexism, homophobism, capitalism, socialism. I'm just done with isms. I'm done with them.
You lost me at socialism, dude.
What do you mean?
Because if you're not socialist, then you're not my friend. That's what I've been saying to my family as well.
You told your fucking family that I'm a socialist?
Yeah, I'm starting to rat you guys out. I need to have a career. I'm ratting all the socialists out, all you DSA people happen to be in the entertainment industry. Let's just say I've reported you to the heads of every studio, to freaking George Soros. He's in controlling us, and I've told them.
Eric, you're under full control right now. Again.
By who?
They're controlling you.
Well, then good, because I'm having a good time. You know what I mean? Let them control me. I'm having a blast.
They're doing a great job. Lose your control. Fucking simulation puppet master.
Yeah,
shout out, man.
I always bring up freaking Cypher The Matrix, who's eating his steak with the Mr. Smith and his other agent friend, and he's eating the steak. It tastes delicious. I get it. I like being in a simulation if I'm having a good time.
There's a lot of movies about that, you know, because I've been watching the Criterion. They have the time travel playlist this time.
Say and what?
So, yeah. So a bunch of time travel movies that they want you to watch.
On Criterion?
Yes. It is very enjoyable. Oh, it's very enjoyable. I'm serious. So Memento, so Deja Vu with Denzel Washington. There it is. That movie is about a lot. And all of these things, these two time travel movies, they make you think it's funny how, truly, it is funny how one time travel movie will make you think differently about another time travel movie. So one of them is about fate. Can you change fate? Is it worth, you know? Is it worth living in despair to escape trauma? Do you lie to yourself? Or do you try to change fate? Can you change fate?
Many questions arise as we walk through this life.
That's right.
I've noticed.
And
you
many,
go through life, you think you get more answers, you end up with more questions.
Never stop learning.
I just noticed that movie La Jetée is on there. Have you guys ever seen that one?
No.
La Jetée.
La Jetée.
What does that mean?
Well, the basically Jello shot? It's French, blacky white. Time travel style, and at the end of that movie, No, there's no spoilers.
All right.
But maybe this is a spoiler. But by the way, it's very short. It's a short film. At the end of that thing, to everyone who's seen it that's listening, remember when she blinks?
Oh,
this sounds like a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler, dude. It's
that
a
is
moment.
A spoiler, dude. Is that the only blink in the movie? Because then that's a fucking spoiler.
No, there's hella blinks.
I would say saying anything about a movie is a spoiler. to be honest.
Well, you had your fucking chance, dude. This thing's been out since 1960.
You took this away from me. You took away the blink. So now I know it's fucking coming, dude.
Nate.
You know how much I want to experience that with fresh eyes, with newness? Well, now that's going to do nothing for me.
Well, sorry. I apologize because I know how much film means to you in this dark time in your life.
And by the way, shout out to Nate for dressing like a Baja Blast. That's all.
Oh, yeah. This is like 280s, man. You know what I'm saying? This feels like an 80s like costume.
Fellas, are the members only jackets in or are those long gone? Weigh in right now.
Chat, weigh in.
Hey guys, what is that?
Yeah, is this the bomber? Is a bomber jacket a members only jacket or is a members
only
jacket?
Yeah, it's kind of bombery, but
does
I remember,
it have like the a little thing on the shoulder? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, it does have that little thing on the shoulder.
See, I say a hell no for that. That's a hell fucking no.
Oh, hell no.
I know.
That's the you wear a bomber's jacket and skinny jeans and you're making vlogs with your 2-year-old in your house in the suburbs of Missouri.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. I
That's
like
when
you.
The jacket designers
I missed you.
Like they were just like just bashing their head against a wall, trying to find new innovation.
Oh, we'll put little straps technology. On the shoulders. Get a grip. Go back
what
to
is
the
that
drawing
for?
Board.
What is that for? A button on the top? What are you trying to do? Get hoisted up by it or something?
Yeah, what are you trying to do? Get a wedgie from your shoulder, bitch?
The only jacket that I think I'm going to be wearing in the new year
is the one that the morgue puts on my fucking cold body.
No, after I get my they revenge. Take clothes off you, by the way, at the morgue. Just so you know, you're going to be naked and with one of them creepy morticians looking at you. But no, this is the only jacket I'm going to be wearing. When the cameras
the
are flashing, when I'm coming out the Chateau Marmont, yeah, it's going to be this type of tech wear that destroys
Which
the
one
photo.
Is Chateau Marmont the one that everybody goes to in LA that talks that they talk about it?
That's the one that we went to, man. Or
that's where we saw Jeremy Allen White dressed up like Beyonce playing Trays.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't see that.
I did. We were in the sphere for like 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like in the as deep as you could go into the Hollywood Illuminati system.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
And we came up for breath, but we're going back down now.
Mm-hmm. I'm going in for research, and then once I've collected it all, I'm going to be moving to Mumbai, where I'll be starting my empire in Bollywood.
Is it media empire or? CBD or CB cannabinoid?
Well, great question. Everything starts out as simply definable like that, I would say. Every entrepreneur has to start with a hook that, yeah, is a definable product. But when you realize that you're not selling products, you're selling lifestyles, concepts, ideas, and philosophies, then that's when you realize Red Bull has what it takes to become the next everything. Apple.
This is after all the sharks have said no to you on your
idea. You're talking to the PA who's driving you to the shuttle to the so if you're willing to yeah.
So here's the deal, guys. The holidays every year it comes quicker and quicker, but the holidays are finally upon us. And what's interesting about these style of holidays, because there's many holidays, there's Halloween and 4th of July, but the interesting about these holidays is that there's an expectation that you give what we call physical gifts to those that you love. There's a problem with that, though, and that is wondering, not knowing what to give. Right. Like if I could put it like that.
Yeah, if only there was a guide with three people with incredible sensibilities who could tell you exactly what to buy, where to buy it, for how much, for whomst, and when will it get you some action.
Right. But actually, Jack, I want to correct you because you just implied that you're expecting something in return for that gift when we all decided that we're going to give gifts unconditionally this holiday season for the first time. Remember you when must we talked not about that?
Know. Yeah, yeah. I remember talking about it, man, but there is a law of conservation of energy, and that goes for giving as well. So when you push into the universe, it will float back to you. Trust me on
that. Well, right, I know.
And when you pull on the universe, how would that work? Oh, it snaps away. That's right.
That's right. I know. So don't tug on that shit too intensely.
And don't swish it around either.
Yeah, right.
I think we should break it down into, so there's different types of gifts, and what is a gift that you would give somebody where you're trying to impress them? This might be a colleague. This might be a boss of some sort. But you're trying to impress them with a gift, with the expectation that once you give them this gift, they might like you better. They might do business with you in the future. They might sign up for a new a contract. Okay?
Imagine this, 99 bananas, little miniature shot with, on top, a Hyundai Sonata keychain hanging off the neck of that little bottle.
But it's just the keychain. There's no car that is...
No, there's a car. That's what's interesting. Is that you have one, and it's new, by the way. You think that
it's got the bow on it.
It's got the bow on it, and you say, take a shot of that and take that to the Griffith Park Observatory and drive up all up and down those curvy roads. See if you don't feel a little more alive.
We're doing the 10 miles, 10 banana shots challenge.
Have you guys ever had a 99 bananas?
Nope. Not yet. Something tells me I'm going to have one very soon.
Let's bring them to the UK and give them to the locals.
What do you guys want? The people in the UK, what do you want us to smuggle in for you from the
United
States?
Yeah, right.
Because I know you don't have all the types of technology and products that we do.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to be smuggling in off the bat is some American humor and American perspective on world events.
And some American smell, body odors, and some American hugs. We give America. Hugs.
You ever had an American style hug? We do it different over here.
Mm-hmm. We're always hard.
Oh, you know what really is a good way to impress people? If you want a gift, gifting wise?
What? How?
Trust me. Cheese.
Oh.
Go to a cheese shop. That's me. Shoppe shop. Go to one of them, and
cheesemonger.
Yes, what'd you call me? So then, get the fanciest but not expensivest cheese you can get. A unique one. Tell them I want something that's not going to break the bank, but it's going to break the minds of the people who I show this to. Get a sweet cheese.
Ooh,
it says elegance.
And if you want to go crazy, if you want to go wild style with this gift, get somebody ice cream shipped to their spot. Because you're going to
open
up...
With the dry ice?
Because people are opening up a package and they're thinking, oh, this is going to be something that is room temperature. There's no way what's inside of here is ice cold. They open that up. What the fuck is this? Dry ice in a styrofoam box filled with, it can be any type of ice cream that you want, all right? But me personally, I would choose Jenny's.
Chocolate.
Halo Top.
Halo Top. Can I just really quick call it Halo Top? Just if you're trying to lose weight, just have less of the regular ice cream, all right? Don't you don't got to eat a whole pint of the shitty ice cream, okay? Halo Top, it's always freezer burnt. It always doesn't. It's like eating fucking air. I don't respect Halo Top, and I'm waiting for them to convince me so they can send me a crate of that shit in a styrofoam container with a bunch of dry ice, and I'll maybe give them another shot. But as of now, it's over for me and Halo Top.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for Dos Equis to prove it to me, too.
Right. And Carmen Electra.
I'm not convinced. Exactly. I'm not convinced of her kissing abilities. Okay, so.
Maybe let's do it like this. we'll go family member by, we'll go person by person in your life, and we'll all come up with the best gift you can give that person. Okay.
Wait, can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
I think I am in neuroketosis.
So your brain isn't functioning right now?
I think my brain is in ketosis. I've gone to sleep at 6 a.m. for the last three nights in a row. Yesterday, I went to sleep at 7 a.m., got up at 7 p.m.
What did you do yesterday?
Well, I guess I slept.
No, but what did you do last night?
What do you mean by that?
Saturday night?
Oh.
What the hell did you do?
I was going to go to a party, but I didn't. I played Halo with Nate. We played Halo Infinite. This is not good. I had a bag of jelly beans. I woke up at 7 p.m. I went to the store. I bought jelly beans, Stevia, Coca, Dr. Pepper, and I bought TGI Fridays frozen chicken wings.
Oh.
And I had
That's a start to the day, man.
That's a 7 p.m. self-harm day style meal. I'm not behaving that way today. I regret it. And so today, though, I went to sleep at 7 a.m., 6 a.m., got up at 10:30. And I am correcting my sleep.
Are you tired as fuck?
No. I think there's a ketogenic benefit. The same way that when you're fasting for 4 days, Nate, I'm like doing that essentially with my brain. That's all.
Have you ever heard of this fact that there's like a, what is it, daylight savings time? There's like a huge spike in heart attacks that happen on that day.
All right,
wake up an hour earlier of sleep can cause that to occur. Isn't that crazy?
Well, the circadian rhythm is nothing to joke about.
No, it's not.
I've been saying that for a while.
I couldn't agree more. We need to be waking up.
This is a good challenge for your heart.
Yeah, this is a heart ketosis.
Heart obstacle course.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. All right. Let's get into the list. So your dad, if he's around, he's got, you know, what do you do? You analyze his hobbies?
I think if it's my dad we're talking about,
fathers are very tough to give a gift to. I will say that.
Who are?
Fathers.
Beer. Lube.
Eric, man.
Dude, no, but for real. Beer.
Lube.
No, but for real.
Chill, man.
For real.
Nah, but for real. Beer.
Beer, lube.
Don't do it, man. Adult Swim shit with me right now.
At this point, like, not funny anymore.
All right, lube.
Your dad doesn't need that shit, though.
Oh, his dick's...
Nah, it's already wet.
You just gotta get that shit sweaty, man.
Yeah, all right. It's a gland disorder, that's all. Yeah. All right.
For real? I don't know. I remember one Christmas I tried to level up my gift giving to my dad, and I got him a Dave Matthews sticker for his car and a CD, but he never listened to it.
Again, fathers, you can't give a gift to a father. It's like impossible.
Watch this.
What do they want? What the hell do these dads fucking want?
Money.
No, they want
hella cash.
Don't overcomplicate it. Dads want one thing.
They want respect.
They want a television, period. So every year, get them a TV that's 1 inch bigger, and they will always go fucking crazy.
Can I say something, though? Would you guys allow me to say? The fun of buying TVs is long gone at this point. I'll just put it that way. They're all fucking flat. They all look the same. In the olden days, TVs were like thousands of dollars. You know what I'm saying? A TV would be like $8,000 for a giant ass one. Now you can get the biggest TV for like $2,500. What's the fun in that? And it doesn't even look cool. It's just black. It's thin.
There's yeah, no, we live in a day, a really dark and horrible age.
It's twisted. It's just not even right to think about.
They need to bring TVs with the back, with the thick back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And the tower TV.
There could be a fucking murderer inside of that back of that TV back in the day.
I know. I know.
You have to check that thing for murderers. It was so big.
Remember, do you remember getting like DVDs for Christmas? Getting a movie for Christmas? Like, oh shit, I just got Galaxy Quest on DVD. Oh, let's go watch it.
Yes.
I think that, like, I think we're headed towards, they say, they're telling me on TikTok we're headed towards fascism. We're headed towards dangerous globalism, World War III, UFO invasions. But we're losing joy, day-to-day joy in our lives.
Of course we are.
We're losing the simple pleasures.
And that's why we started this.
We already said this would be the last Thanksgiving, but this could be the final Christmas as well. Okay.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I was telling my mom about, talking to my mom about the healthcare killer, a.k.a. Luigi.
Luigi Manziani.
Who I've been trying to hit his line, trying to talk to him about a movie project from when he gets out, short film.
Sure.
And told my mom about that, and she's like, yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. But she's like, you know what's even crazier is, like,
uh-oh,
people are forgetting about Jesus in Christmas.
Right.
It must be out of left field to be a
pastor right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel every Christmas, the sermon is about how we've lost the true meaning of Christmas.
Damn.
Which is, well, Jesus Christ.
The truth of the matter is, they're right. We are forgetting about the baby Jesus in Christmas. Nativity scenes are scant to be found. I can't find a damn nativity scene anywhere. And I'm looking, by the way.
I didn't realize growing up how serious y'all are about all this religion. Because Judaism, I'm not from like the Long Island type of Jews where they're really actually like that. I thought it was a joke, this whole shit, because we didn't take it seriously. And then when I go and I meet fucking
Nate, are you liking that drink? Was it a little too tasty to put down? I saw you put it down and you went back for one more drink.
Jane just poured me a little sip of this, and it's
what is that?
Kombucha, and I'm wow, dude, it's popping, man. I needed this.
How much did you?
Wow. It's too tasty. I'm sorry I interrupted that, Jack.
Oh, that's okay, man. Nate's doing something more interesting. He's chugging watermelon kombucha.
Some pink fucking
kombucha drink. Chug.
Okay, Badlands, so Jack, go ahead. You didn't have it the Long Island style way, but you were.
I didn't know that people were really serious. I thought that was just somewhere to kind of go and watch, like, a movie. Watch a cartoon to synagogue, and then I go and I meet people who are like, I actually can't sleep over tonight. My parents said that God is coming back and he's gonna kill everybody. I was like, Jesus Christ. Fucking hell, man.
It's all
right,
true, man.
All right, it's, I guess we'll have a sleepover. True. Try next week. All right, we'll see
if we're still around.
If we're still around, man.
Yeah, all I right, remember later. Being driven home by there was this family that owned the Volkswagen dealership in town, and they were hella serious about the rapture and tribulation. I remember we're driving home one day in this big Volkswagen. I forget which one it is. I'll remind everybody. I'll find out what it was and tell everybody on the next episode because people will be curious.
Yep.
But we're in the back of that carpooling. I'm like 9 years old. The moon's all orange. You know how the moon can get orange when it's a harvest moon?
Of course.
The dad goes, that's a harvest moon. And he goes, you know that's one of the signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The signs of the tribulation coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting back there and thinking, I mean, Jesus Christ. That shit should be punishable somehow. To be able to tell a child that.
You think Child Protective Services should be able to come in?
I think CPS should bust through the fucking doors of that Volkswagen, take the kids out, put them in that agnostic family.
And an agnostic vehicle like a fucking
Ford.
Huh.
I was told that when the rapture happens, there will be a crazy ass war. Jesus will come down as a giant and China will be filled to your knees with blood.
China?
Yeah. Why China?
Why China? China,
that's something somebody told me.
Because they rejected religion?
Somebody.
No, they were like, this is like the apocalypse. This is what it's going to look like.
Who told you? Somebody at church or just some
somebody,
dude?
Yeah, somebody at church told me. Maybe my dad told me that.
China will be up to their knees in blood.
Yeah, it'll be a blood sort of bath. Blood bath,
I don't think,
as they say.
I don't think China existed when the Bible was written.
That's what you think.
But well, that's what.
Check out the sacred tablets; they'll tell you different. Did I tell you guys ever about the story about Pillar, my Christian camp counselor? That I went to this Christian camp summer camp. Went to a few of them, but one summer I went to this one. I think it's called Warm Beach Christian Camp in Washington State. And everybody else got like these cool counselors, and they were going out and playing paintball and barely talking about Christianity. But I had this one named Pillar, who was named after the Christian rock band. I have told this story before, I think, but I'll say it again. He named himself after this Christian rock band called Pillar. And they have this really sick song called Fireproof that I want to play later. But basically, I think he was on the spectrum and didn't really know how to deal with children. And I think it was his first time counseling. And everyone else would have these little testimony, like devotionals, and just pray and be nice. But he sat us down. First devotional goes like, I don't know if I should be telling you guys this, but I have it on good authority that the Antichrist has already been been born.
Yep.
I have it on good authority.
He's growing up in France. Basically, Jack, the Antichrist, once he comes to power, that shit's over. The rapture's coming.
Mm-hmm.
There's about to be 7 years of a tribulation on Earth.
So I don't think it's a coincidence then that President Trump was elected. Soon after comes the plague. Okay, now what? How many of them are left? There's seven deadly sins, right? Or what am I thinking of? The curses, where it's like your firstborn child is killed. And then there's frogs.
You're thinking of the Old Testament, dude.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What God did to the Egyptians.
So that's what's about to happen now. God had his turn. Oops. Guess what? God handed me the keys to the whip on some Nepo shit universally, bitch, and now I'm about to make y'all pay again. Gen Z style. Jesus comes back and he's gonna do the seven deadly sins. You know.
No, it's not Jesus come back. It's the Antichrist.
Then where's Jesus at?
He is chilling. They're all.
Let me break this down. I'm going to put this in layman's terms for Jack.
What is
about to happen? Okay, there's going to be a very charismatic leader that will
think Obama,
ascend.
But white.
Exactly. Also,
that's
somebody
what I look
did
like.
An upperclassman in college who was a senior. We were all like fucked up on natural light, and we were walking down, and he was like, dude, Obama is the Antichrist. Like,
they were saying that shit for real.
And, well, okay, so here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a very charismatic leader who ascends to power. This leader is the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to put into place the rapture where all Christians will float up to heaven. We will be in
what
heaven for
7 years.
What if they
weigh a lot, or what if there's a roof, or what if they don't want
to? The laws of physics don't apply to God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Trinity. Don't
the ruler,
even joke about that shit. They can do whatever they want.
I'm not joking. I'm being curious. What are they at? Where the ruler of what? A ruler's going to come down. What are you saying? Someone's
going to
come
into
power.
So
power of what?
Are
you talking about a new CEO?
Could be. A sort of...
Okay.
A technocrat.
Technocratic style.
Technocratic.
So then there's going to be 7 years where all non-Christians are on earth and they are fucking in the worst,
partying,
most miserable, just going, their demons are going to ascend from the core of the earth and fuck with everybody, and it's going to be like a prank style fucking shit. And it's going to be, and then what's going to happen after that 7 years is, I think everybody just goes to hell forever, and then it's just kind of like, okay.
No, it's just 10,000 years, and then after 10,000 years, there's the final battle where Jesus comes back and fucking annihilates Satan once and for all.
And throws him into the hell of fire.
And then is everybody free to go after they serve the 10K?
That's what they don't fucking know. That's what they no one can.
Damn, they still don't know after 10,000 years in the hot dog oven. We still can't fucking come chill.
What if we're in that 10,000 years period right now?
Right now,
and we are in the last battle.
That's not possible based on how much I'm enjoying myself.
Jesus.
Sliced. Here's what I got to say to Jesus and anybody listening right now who's planning on doing that to me.
I love you, and I take you as my savior. Say that. Say it now, Jack, if you want to be saved.
I will say it. Listen to this. I respect you, Jesus. I like you. I love you. I fuck with you. Unless you disrespect me. Because if you fucking give... Dude, if somebody even says some rude shit to me at the gym and next to a locker... I'm like, I'll never forgive you. I want to kill you. If somebody puts me and burns me in hell for 10,000 years, another thing's coming if you think you're going to open that door and me and my friends are all going to be grateful to join you now because we're going to, we're going to be in there callousing our fingers into bullets and we're going to be in there training our lungs to spit air at you at the speed of a nuke. Okay?
Here's the thing. Jesus didn't damn you to hell like that. You did with your own actions.
That's gaslighting. Jesus is a gaslighter, a love bomber, and a pedophile, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. I don't know the guy. That's just what I hear. That's just what I hear on Des Moines.
We might have made me and Nate laugh right now, but we take that shit back. I'll speak for both of us.
It's too late.
And they're going to be playing that on a fucking fat TV, one of those deep, dark, deep ones that we were talking about.
Do not call it TV
when
fat.
When you try to get into heaven.
Okay, Eric, Nate.
And you'll
Muffy.
Be fucking flushed down to hell.
Just did, put y'all, did y'all see a movie called Wicked?
No, not yet.
So it starts to make sense because this seems to be a genre of story that you're not familiar with where somebody has been painted as evil.
Familiar?
Whatever. What you're not... what you're not realizing is that there's going to be a part two where you realize that the Wicked Witch of the West is actually the Luigi Mangione of the East. You see what I'm saying? Now you see what I'm saying. Shit. So maybe Satan is actually just an Italian guy who shot God in the back of the head.
Satan, because I'll stop you right there. Satan is not Italian. All right.
Nah, he's Greek.
Yeah, he's Greek, man.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive, 100%. I've seen Satan.
He's Greek. Before. I mean, that's so close to Italian. It's like, you
but
know.
You know when you see a one of these Greek fucking ugly pieces of shit.
Whoa!
You know when you see
oh
him,
shit,
you
I forgot.
We forgot. We
I totally forgot about
Greek hate in a while.
Damn.
To all the new listeners, we should let you
know.
I
hate
like,
Greek people. Yeah. I think they're subhuman. I think they should be eradicated from the face of the earth.
Nate kind of came up with a chant. It goes,
that's
like,
why only two of us have been on Stavi, baby.
I know. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Trust me, I've been asked many times. He's begging me. Like, you're fucking ugly, dude. I don't want to be a part of any person of your fucking race, dude.
Nah, but we love all races, all countries.
Me and that's Eric do, yeah.
True. Me and Eric do, yeah. Me and Jack do, at least.
So then,
I mean, that's the only one I don't rock with. It's just like, it's fine.
It's okay.
You can hate one group. That's fine. You can get one group, I think.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, you might be right.
I'll go with the Kiwis.
Who's that? The New Zealanders?
The New Zealanders. It's you versus me, mate.
All right, so wait.
Yeah.
Back to the true meaning of Christmas.
No. List. Back to the shopping.
The list. The shopping list.
Oh, yeah. TV. Okay. Oh, you know what's a good life hack? If you are from anywhere in America, go to... just go to Goodwill the day before. You get all sorts of different shit. You get a furniture.
If I get a
shirt,
smelly t-shirt.
Spray it with the Axe cologne.
Oh, yeah. Put the Axe chocolate on that thing and see if people don't love the fuck out of it. Here's some gifts that I always like. Here's some get someone a magazine subscription. Think about that for a second.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You get one of them sick magazines sent to someone's house every month. That means every month they're thinking, oh, man, Eric fucking hooked this shit up. So you're essentially given 12 gifts throughout the entire year. That's brilliant. A nice-ass bottle of liquor. People underestimate this. If I get a bottle of...
Seagram's?
Crazy-ass... What'd you say?
Seagram 7.
Seagram ginger ale. Yeah,
if I get a bottle of Seagram's, it's off to the races. That's an amazing gift.
Yep.
You guys rattle a couple off that you'd want to get receive. A Steam Deck?
Well, I already got one, so I have everything I want. There's nothing... There's no gift that you can get me.
Yeah, you are tough to get gifts for, Nate. You're really like a fucking asshole about it.
I legit am. Like, my girlfriend was like, what do you want? And I was like, literally, I was like, I can't think of anything.
And you can't even really buy hats for you.
Huh?
Remember when I tried to get you that hat?
Yes, yeah.
That was crazy. That was like a cross-country effort. You like flew with it to New York and tried to like get it fitted, like readjust or something.
That was quite the escapade. Eric got me a hat that was too small. Somehow.
Too big.
Or
it was too small?
No, it was too small.
No way.
Weirdly, yeah. It was too small. And then I tried to get a new size for it and they were like, you took off the sticker on it and put it back on. Like you know, the fitted sticker for it, and they're and I was like,
from this is I made Leon Dore.
Yeah, I went to their store.
Let's put them on blast. You guys are over. Y'all have been over since about 2020, by the way. I'll put it that way.
Oh, I'm a Leon Dore.
Yeah, no one's. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's enough with you guys. So, moving on, Jack. What's a gift that you always would be excited to receive?
Well, I come from a rich tradition of customized t-shirts. And basically, I would say my love language of gifts within that love language is humor. And, you know, I could highlight a couple shirts that I've gotten from my mother. There's one that says J.P. Senney instead of J.C. Penney. That makes me laugh.
I love that. Because I also love imagining just a shirt that says JCPenney in general.
Yeah.
That's a bit funny. But JCPenney is amazing.
JCPenney is curious. But there's some like funnier kind of ones that make a little sense. Or like my name, you know, a shirt that just says my name in Russian or something. Whatever, a little something cheeky. But the ones that merely make me laugh that don't make the cut that I just can't wear. Where it says like a list of a couple different towns that we've been to or something. And then it says like some of them are impossible to describe what they mean. It'll be like a picture of a whale. And then it'll say like Richmond, Virginia, Arlington, Virginia, New York, Chicago. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And that is a moment that highlights for me what a gift can mean, which is a connection with somebody.
What if I got you a starter jacket, triple XL, and on the back of it, it said, can I smell it? Would you rock that?
I'd rock it. It's not even that big. I feel like a 2XL is like not crazy big on me. So a 3, that's probably in style. I'd wear
can
that.
Can I get a whiff?
Have I told about the sweater that I received as a gift that I can't maybe say?
Tell about it.
All right, I might have to bleep it. It says
Joy Tactics.
instead of PlayStation, it says
Joy
Tactics in the PlayStation font.
Who gave that to you?
Sarah.
Yeah, that's an at home shirt.
That's a sweater I could never wear, but I like it too much to give it away.
I need to bring this back. I think some of the pleasure of gift giving has gone away a little bit because these days, at least with electronics, do you see what I'm saying? You can still give pottery and food and whatever, but paintings, art, clothes. There's a lot of things that are still cool. But remember when you'd get like a sick cell phone for Christmas? Actually, I never got one, but I imagined receiving one as an adult. Now it's just all the same fucking phone. But back then you could be like, oh, I got the fucking gold-plated sidekick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Technological advancements have ended. Every year we get the same product for a higher price for no fucking reason.
Exactly, dude.
It's making me go crazy. I think everybody's feeling it too. Should we talk about Luigi Mangione?
Yeah, let's. I mean, we brought it up slightly on the
irresponsible not to
episode.
Oh yeah, we did.
But we'll bring it up again.
Cause Nate, I mean, you are fucking Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
I don't want any problems, man. Have you ever thought about murdering somebody? Again, Jesus Christ.
Of course, I'm Italian, yeah. We all do.
I guess so, right? Like,
yeah, 100%.
It's like, even back in the day, Lorenzo de' Medici and Michelangelo di Caravaggio, like all these guys are just...
Murderers.
They're murderers. They like to paint and they like to fucking murder.
Yeah.
That's
our
it.
Stereotype.
I mean, let me rattle off a few names for you guys, okay? Franz Ferdinand.
Band.
Ring a bell. Does that
that's
ring a bell?
That's where you want to live. That's where you're going to live.
That's amazing.
Have you heard that one?
The Assassin. Yeah, I know that song.
Come on home. Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Yeah, he got shot in the bussy, and then they started World War One. Is that right?
Well, and yeah, I guess I just thought that was the... assassin with Franz Ferdinand, but no, that's the guy
that's the Archduke was murdered by a rebel.
Right.
These things are going on all the time, man. Look at Assad, look at what else is in the news? Look at Haktua. Look at probably something else crazy that I could even imagine.
Well, what are the new updates, the new conspiracies for Luigi Mangione?
I heard he's a freak.
Really?
Hold on.
Yeah.
I've just found out something. There is a guy named Hassan-I Saba. And he was a religious and military leader. And he was the founder of the Nizari Ismail sect, widely known, maybe this will ring a bell, as the Hashashin, or the Order of Assassins. Bruh, did you guys realize there was a real order of assassins?
No, I didn't.
This isn't like a young adult fiction book that...
This is real. This is not one of my pitches that I'm taking to Penguin. This is a real guy born in 1050.
1050?
Yeah.
Sounds like a time. Like a number. What am I saying?
Holy crap. I wonder if Luigi Mangione had decided to ask for some help, maybe lean on his own community, which might be, I don't know if they still exist, but if he was surrounded by his brothers and sisters in the Order of Assassins, maybe he could have, gotten away with it like they do in Assassin's Creed.
Well, think about his initials, LG. Wait.
LG.
Oh. All right, never mind. It's L.
All right, never mind. Yeah,
that one fell apart. When I saw that on online, I was like, no, that's not true.
Cigarettes.
LM. Okay, so never mind on that.
What's the last Assassin's Creed game that you guys played?
I've never even touched that thing.
Say what?
I've never touched that thing. My name is Jack Bensinger. I'm a lifelong, what do you call that? When somebody never touches the stuff?
You're abstinent?
No. Not straight edge.
Sober.
Yeah, I've never played that game.
Have you played it, Nate?
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
I think I played the first one, but none after that.
There's been many technological advances and even storytelling advances in these type of games, and I'll just say to anyone that's got an assassin sort of itch, especially with everything that's going on in the world right now, try to scratch it with Assassin's Creed, the pirate one. That one's pretty fun.
Wasn't there a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal playing the Assassin's Creed?
That's the Prince of Persia. That's the Prince of Persia.
Oh, so I've never played Assassin's Creed.
But I do think us three should pitch the Assassin's Creed TV show. And it's all three, but because you know what happens, right? They basically go into the memories of people in the modern age use technological advancements and computers to go into the memories of assassins of old. And maybe that order hasn't actually died out and they're still very much around in modern times.
And guess what? The technology got into the hands of chefs. So now modern chefs are going to go back in time and make fucking
linguine. Old fucking yeasty bread.
Yeah.
And beer.
And they're going to disrupt the timeline of food.
With Ranch Bugles. Just had those the other day on the road trip out here to Dallas.
You put them on your fingers?
They don't make them big enough to put on your fingers. That I think might be a Mandela effect, is that those were ever big enough to go on anyone's fingers. All right.
They were definitely big enough, because I have some core memories in math class of people... this guy Warren acting like a damn fool, clicking his fingers together. But maybe he was tiny, even though he was very big. Jason Mandela.
Let's keep the silence going. Let's just keep it going for the longest period of silence in Joy Dagger's history. Let's just keep it.
I can't even look at you guys in the eyes, because I can sense through the waves that you guys have nothing either, and I just know that
nothing. When I look up, absolutely nothing.
I have something. I always have something, but I know that it's not right.
Jason Mandela.
Yeah, and I have two more things off of that, but I'm not going to do either of them because I know that they're not right. They're not the tone of the podcast, and so I'm keeping them in the brick.
Here, I have a question. Yeah. I have an amazing question. If you could give a gift to anybody throughout history, who would it be, and what gift would you give them?
Do they have to be real?
Yes.
All right, so it can't be Pikachu.
You know what, Jack? I'll let you. It seems like you have something for
you.
You want to
give something to Pikachu?
You can have the exception.
I want to give Pikachu
one of those electro stones and turn it into Raichu.
Hell no. I want to keep Pikachu cute forever. And guess what? I want the present to be.
What?
An apple.
They don't have those in the Johto region?
Of course they have them, but I just want to give Pikachu an apple. Is that so wrong? That's my answer.
Respect. Okay, so Jack's giving Pikachu an apple. Nate. Nate, do you know
Pikachu an apple?
Nate, do you know what you want to give to somebody?
Well, I'd like to give Hitler a bullet to the fucking head.
Damn.
He already gave himself one, dude.
Yeah, but I'd like to do it way before. I would like to do it before he even had the chance to do anything fucking twisted when he was an artist.
You want to kill him as a baby instead of bringing him out and making him get into judo, find a different passion?
No, I'd kill him as a teenager, where he's a little bit more cognizant, you know what I'm saying?
What if he fucks you up, though? What if you go to kill him and he fucks you up? Hitler 14-year-old Hitler beats the fuck out of you?
German jiu-jitsu.
Is he even from Germany, or was he faking
that
shit?
Bro, that's what I can't even figure out,
to
be honest.
I think he's faking that shit.
Yeah.
Hitler hated him. Yeah.
Would give Abraham Lincoln... $100, slide it right into his palm, say thank you. Thank you for what you've done.
Is that what his head is on?
He's now Jack, what do you I mean, what do you think?
Let me tell you right now, that is not a style that of mentorship that I respond to. I don't appreciate it. I don't grow from that. So I'm glad that you got to show your knowledge in that moment, dude. But that's not how you actually cultivate positive relationships. I don't know what the fuck. What's he on? The dime? Is that right?
No.
Really?
The five.
The five? All right. Wow, you guys are both so fucking smart. Congratulations, man. You know what president's head is on what money. Well, guess what? None of that shit's going to matter when, I don't know. There's no women on them. You guys don't like women?
They have a special edition Harriet Tubman one, I think.
I know. That's the only currency I that's fucking
all,
use.
All of my net worth is in that that tender.
The original crypto.
Harriet Tubman hundreds. Mm-hmm. And Sacagawea.
Yep.
Golden coins.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Sacagawea cool in the club. Fuck name.
Sacagawea.
I mean, it sounds like fucked up when you say it.
Right. Well, yeah.
Or I mean, just like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, you said what you said.
No, I don't want to. I want to stop fighting with you guys because the tension is on this podcast is rising and rising.
There's a fine line between fighting and playing.
It's the holiday season, dude. What'd you say?
Okay. I don't. I said there's a fine line between fighting and playing.
Yep.
all right. Agreement for the rest of the podcast. Ready? How good is it to give someone a president? A present.
Yeah, I knew what you were going to say. Here's the deal. I was never good at gift giving, and I still don't even think I'm really good at gift giving. Some people are just fucking good at it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean that you're not? Do you mean you're not good at being emotionally present for when you give it, or you're not good at getting a gift and giving it to them? And why do you think that is? Do you think it's like you're afraid of women or something?
I'm not afraid of women. I'm afraid of no man or woman. I'm afraid of God.
Right.
I don't know. I think I've had to learn as an adult how to truly be thoughtful. And I think let's move on. Like,
it's just getting emotional.
Getting too emotional. But you know, you meet certain people, and it's like, damn, they can really give a gift.
I had a stepmother that is no longer an ex stepmother, I guess, and she would wrap the fucking shit. Like, it would be the most professional wrapping of a gift. Like, you know when you see like a gift that has like the bow on it, and mm-hmm. every dimension of it is so perfectly crisp and like taped, so you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it was nice to open up a gift from my ex stepmom.
What was her name?
Peggy.
You don't meet any children named Peggy anymore.
Mm-mm, no, you don't.
Peggy?
Peggy.
Peggy.
What's that short for? Nothing?
Pegalus.
Pegalus? shout out to Peggy for taking the time. Because here's the thing. I said I'm not good at giving gifts. We say we're not good at wrapping gifts. What that actually tells me is that we just don't give enough of a fuck. Because we're talented, we're smart, there's YouTube. If we really cared, we could do this shit right. And I think we need to make a pledge, all three of us. None of us are going to throw presents into bags this Christmas. No tissue paper. We're wrapping that shit professionally.
I tell you.
What?
I'm with that. I would say it's interesting. I am a horrible, horrible gift wrapper. It was just Raleigh's B-Day, and I got her some amazing presents, but they were wrapped basically as if I was grabbing them out of the water with the paper, and I just fucking, you know what I'm saying? It was grabbed like I was grabbing dog shit off the sidewalk. Okay.
Yep.
But I'd say I care deeply about when I'm giving gifts. When I give somebody a gift, I'm incapable of giving somebody a meaningless gift. Oops. If you are rocking with me, you're rocking with my whole heart. Yep. I don't give. You can't. I could never. That's why I could never own a restaurant. That's why I gave Nate a couple menorahs throughout his life. Nate is holding up a menorah.
A powerful, very powerful symbol.
This is a Jack gift right here.
I've given him many of those. And, but I'll say, I used to feel foolish at times because I get a lot of joy out of kind of going hard. sometimes I really like to tuck into a gift, and you can almost feel foolish for doing that.
That is what we don't talk about enough, is the immense vulnerability you have to show to give someone a truly thoughtful gift.
Yep.
There's vulnerability in gift giving, which is something that even people at the highest levels of government don't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's a spiritual secret.
I have a challenge for the listeners. Go out there and give vulnerable gifts to your loved ones. Write them an entire song. And that's, you're going to gift wrap, you know, it's a guitar pick. And they're like, what? I don't play guitar. You take it and they look back and you have a full fucking 12 string acoustic and you're singing them a custom song that you wrote for them. About how much you love them.
You want to hear a custom song I just wrote? I also have a challenge for the listeners. We are putting up our Amazon wish list tonight. They're very detailed. It's mostly... like we're all trying to build our own PCs and whatnot. So I challenge you all to just give us that shit for free, and we would greatly appreciate it and appreciate that vulnerability.
That I wonder if people would come through if we actually had an Amazon wish list.
I feel like that's so evil to have an Amazon wish list, because you know who you're preying on, you know.
Right.
You know who you're preying on.
Amazonians.
No, they don't know about it. They don't know about.
And I challenge you, if you have OCD, to just rewind 10 seconds right now and then keep listening.
Okay.
That's a tricky one, because then you'll keep going and it'll never stop looping. But that's just what I would like to be challenged.
So you just fight with some people.
Well, I would challenge you to do it once and then keep going. That's my challenge. As somebody who has... I would say certifiably maybe has OCD. I like to get a little challenge now and then in that regard.
Incredible. Well, we've hit you with these incredible challenges. We've given you some amazing gifts to give your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some thoughts about gift giving, the act of gift giving. And it's that time in Joy Tactics where...
Should we say what gave Tim Heidecker joy?
Right, we skipped it for the first time after Tim said that. We kind of were all
it was
like,
wrapping up. He just kind of wrapped it up, and I thought
he just kind of wrapped it up. And we're kind of like, all right,
yeah.
Like,
we tried it twice. Like, there was like two moments where we tried to course correct and get into ours.
It didn't happen. It just didn't happen.
You know.
By the way, tickets to the New York and London show. Link in the show notes. Get those tickets.
Oh, by the way, this Wednesday, January this 3rd, fucking Wednesday, NYC. New York.
And this Wednesday, New York, Jack is putting up a show. Buy tickets to that. Link in the show notes.
Please go.
So what gave me joy this week, you guys are probably so curious, Jack, involves you, was playing Halo Infinite with Jack. Whee. We tapped in. We were playing Capture the Flag. And we got off to a rocky start. But by the end, we were kind of dominating victory after victory. And... yeah, that was quite fun. I haven't played online Halo with somebody in a very long time, and it was quite joyous.
That was a fucking blast.
Sounds like you guys
it?
Had a good time. Yeah.
Screaming. Yeah. Eric, get an Xbox, dude.
Well, I think I might literally get a Steam Deck.
Oh.
I might literally have to do that.
Dude, that'd be really fun.
Could you play Indiana Jones on the Steam Deck?
You can do anything on the fucking Steam Deck.
Why do they call it the Steam Deck?
If you can play Indiana Jones, I'm getting it maybe tomorrow.
Got to be. 100%. That game is Steam Deck compatible. Has to be.
Yeah.
There is something funny about Halo where, like, for example, I feel better about only playing Halo and only playing Skate 3. Because I feel like I'm not actually a gamer. I'm not like, oh, I'm fucking playing all the way through this game and this game and this game. So I don't really play video games, but I'm just playing 3-minute rounds of Halo for like 8 hours a day. And that...
And you don't consider yourself a gamer?
I'm like, I don't play video games that much because I don't... It's actually a quite interesting theory about time. I won't get into that all that, but you probably know where I'm going with that.
The time vortex, video game vortex, that's a future episode for sure.
Yeah.
Time parallels.
So what gave my apocalyptic ass joy this week, speaking of, is these two fucking dudes came over. There's a bunch of bees in our house. Literally. It's December 15th as we record this, and I killed a giant bee, a wasp, a big ass bee, inside of our fucking house in New York. Are people listening to the words that are coming out of my fucking mouth? This is the end of the world. So there are bees flying into my house, December 15th, living in the walls, and we called the exterminator, which is a job that I would like to have within my lifetime. And these two guys came in, and they were so fun. They came in with the best, most crazy energy I've ever fucking seen. It was clear in that moment that I was an NPC, and they were the main characters. Hey, do you know about that? Knocking on the walls. Yep, that's an empty wall. You hear that? Oh, yeah, there's the hole. Oh, these windows. I was like, good God, these guys have an addictive energy. And then, yeah, they sprayed the fuck out of the bees. They poisoned them. They're killing them. And they were saying, dude, it's unusual that this many bees would be active at this time of year. I've never seen anything like that. So we have a rare bee colony in our house.
Something's going on.
And they're in our fucking house. I don't understand it. But that's fun.
What's the temperature in New York?
Right now it's currently 36 degrees.
Damn.
West low of 27, cloudy, nighttime.
Appreciate you telling me that. That's chilly.
I like it so much. That does give me joy, too. Go outside, smell the crisp air. Oh, God, it smells good. Ooh.
New York crispness. I like that. Okay. What gave me joy is rapping on the show that I've been working on since about May. Last week we rapped on it. Amazing crew, amazing coworkers. How fun to be a part of that. So shout out to everyone involved.
And let's get some congratulations in the chat as well for Eric, who is being recognized finally for being the comedic Tom Cruise that we've all known.
Yeah.
When's that shit coming out, Eric? I bet people are curious.
I don't know. I have no idea when it's coming out. I don't have any answer.
But who knows?
It will be very out interesting. At some point. Yeah.
Interesting.
To everyone on set that I made not look in my eyes, I'm sorry. I have a process. It's just something that I do. Hopefully it'll turn out in the edit and you'll see why I had to be so cruel. But
yeah. And I'm all over Craigslist for you, Eric, for New York spots.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. I'm coming back.
Sorry about how that shook out for you out there.
Nah. It's
it's still cool.
It's water under the bridge.
Big up. All
right, guys. Well, have an amazing week.
See you on Thursday, right? Right?
Yeah.
Not just the free one. You're going to show up for the one that matters.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. All right. Peace out.
All right. Peace.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.